The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Art O'Leary is with me, Chief Executive of An Cumasún Tocán, Ireland's Independent Electoral Commission. Art, you're very welcome back. It's good to see you again. So we were talking about polling, about constituencies, about everything else a few weeks ago. We're on the eve of voting now. So for people who haven't voted before, you know, you were talking about getting registered. They've gotten registered. They followed your advice. They did everything you said. What can they expect tomorrow when they turn up at the polling booth?
Yeah. Firstly, can I just say congratulations to the 400,000 new voters who joined the register since the start of this year. I really hope you turn out tomorrow and vote, because your vote is your voice. There's a very handy video. It's a short video on the Electoral Commission website, electoralcommission.ie, which shows you everything that happens from the moment you turn up at the door of the polling station. A couple of things to remember. I mean, a polling card, bring it if you have one.
If you didn't get one.
There's no need to panic. You know, I have some sympathy for An Post, because they had 3.7 million polling cards to deliver in 10 days, you know.
Yeah, and someone said it to me yesterday. They didn't have it and they were panicking a bit. And no. I preempted your advice. I said, I think you're okay if you turn up with ID at the place you voted the last time.
No need to panic, because these are like socks that go missing in your washing machine. Who knows where they are, but you're probably on the electoral register. So just turn up in your polling station. If you're a first-time voter and you don't know where your polling station is, go on to checktheregister.ie, just put in your details and they'll tell you where to go and vote. So 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. tomorrow, bring some ID with you. Very important. Passport, driver's license, student card, a work ID with your photograph on it, because one in four voters will be asked to show ID, particularly if you don't have your polling information card.
For people who are in parts of the country that have moved from one constituency to another, will the polling station still be the place it always was?
Yes, polling station will remain the same.
Okay.
You know, so you just might be in a different constituency. About 500,000 people are living in constituencies now which are different to the way they voted in 2020. Go to electoralcommission.ie. We have a very handy map. Just pop in your air code. It'll tell you what constituency you're voting is. So there's no excuse. Do some homework about the candidates tonight and have an idea before you go to the polling station tomorrow about the order in which you'd like to express a preference.
So you get a big long sheet of paper, longer in some constituencies than others. None quite as long, I suspect, as... What was the, was it Midlands Northwest?
Midlands Northwest had 27. Loud this time are, they have 24 candidates.
24, so you know, almost so, as long of a ballot paper in Loud as we had in Midlands Northwest and the Europeans. So a big long list in alphabetical order.
In alphabetical order. So there'll be the name, address, the political party, if they're a member of a party, or it'll be independent or non-party, and the emblem of the political party and a photograph. And across from each of those names will be an empty box. We would like you just to put a number in the box. Start with the number one. You'll be astonished how many people start with three or four or five. Please start with the number one and work your way down through the ballot paper. You can vote for one person, or you can, in Loud, you can vote for all 24. Just make sure they're all consecutive numbers. If you make a mistake with your ballot paper, bring it back to the person who gave you the ballot paper and they'll give you a fresh one. So
if you just tick a box.
If you can tick a box or place an X if you're voting for just one single candidate. You know, you'll hear these words mentioned over the weekend at the count centre. Plumpers is what's that called. You just plump for one person, vote for one, and they're in and out. But our electoral system allows your vote to live on after your person has been eliminated or elected. So your number two becomes your number one in essence, and three, etc., etc. So your vote can live on to ensure that every person that you think should represent you in Dáil Éireann gets an opportunity to have access to your vote.
And if you inadvertently lose track of kind of your numerical system and you go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7, 8, 9, 10, is that an entirely spoiled vote?
Not entirely. Votes number 1 to 6 will count.
Okay.
But 7 onwards won't count, because they weren't able to establish the order of preference right to the very end. So the first part of your vote will count, but not the second.
And those people you mentioned who start on a 2 or a 3 or a 4.
They're spoiled votes.
Spoiled votes, sadly. Absolutely,
And the other thing to watch out for is that in constituencies where political parties are running multiple candidates, some people go in and write 1 against all the candidates from one party, or an X against all the candidates from one party. Those votes don't count. You have to be able to establish an order of preference and just make it as easy as possible for the person who's trying to count your vote, you know, so one, two, wherever in order.
Take your time as well. There's two Owen O'Briens in Dublin Northwest as well. So you get this in constituencies. There's two McGuinnesses, two brothers running against each other in my own constituency.
Indeed. And there are lots and lots of people with the same surname. So pay attention, because there are photographs and there are political party emblems as well. So you should be able to differentiate. And that's why it's important to do a little bit of homework before you go, work it out and have a conversation.
And people sometimes will write a little note or a message somewhere on it that spoils the ballot.
It doesn't spoil the ballot all the time.
Okay.
But you can't take the chance, you know, because the whole idea is that your vote is private.
And
if there's somebody writes something on the ballot paper which could be designed to identify the person, then their vote will be spoiled. To be on the safe side, to ensure that your voice is heard in this election, please just vote numbers.
What percentage of votes are spoiled on average?
It's less than 1%.
Okay, you know? So it's a tiny amount.
So, I mean, in the local and European Parliament elections, it was much bigger because we had two ballot papers and there was confusion around that. We have a single ballot paper here. In the last general election, there were 18,000 spoiled votes. Some of these were unstamped ballot papers as well, which is very frustrating. So when you get your ballot paper for the first time, ensure that it has been stamped, that there is a perforation in it. It's a security mark.
Well, people would be well aware of the old advice, what did they say? Vote early and vote often. Hi Art, I changed my address and so did my wife. We both got two polling cards, one to each address. What should we do?
Well, vote at your current address.
Okay.
And do please send the old polling cards back to your local authority and say you have left the address and please take me off the register. We have some work to do on the register to eliminate duplicates. So we've been through this before, Ciarán. So it's work that we will get stuck into from early next year.
Okay. So the advice is vote early but not often. Art, listen, thanks a million for coming into us.
Great pleasure.
Appreciate that.
Pleasure.
Art O'Leary, Chief Executive of An Cumasúin Tógáin, Ireland's independent electoral commission.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciarán Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.